And now, young Widder Brown. As she drives with her friend, Mariah Hawkins, to New River City, where her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, is on trial for the killing of Horace Steele, Evan Brown is unaware that Anthony is plumbing the depths of despair, confiding to his lawyer, Herbert Temple, that he is afraid. Evan's latest hopes for Anthony, however, rest on the new effort the young private investigator, Kevin Walsh, is making to counteract the false testimony of Lita Haddon and prove that Lita is actually insane. And in Simpsonville, the district attorney, Ralph Jordan, is talking with his sister, Amanda, who looks at him dotingly as she now says,
"You're doing beautifully, Ralph. In the courtroom, everyone hung on your words, just hung on them."
They hung on Herbert Temple's words, too, Amanda.
What Herbert Temple had to say was in the nature of a recommendation from a Sunday school superintendent.
All right.
And Lita Haddon looked beautiful. She really did, Ralph. I think you should be very proud with her as your star witness.
I wonder if she doesn't look too beautiful.
Well, how do you mean?
She isn't worried enough about the enormity of this trial, Amanda. She's detached. Objective. As though she were witnessing a great show.
Ralph, what's the matter with you? How can you talk like this?
Perhaps it's because I listened to what Herbert Temple said.
You've always managed not to be influenced before. You've always managed to ignore the eloquence of the defendant's lawyers.
Because it was only eloquence, Amanda. This may be something entirely different now.
Oh, Ralph, don't be such a fool. This case is what we've worked for, what I've worked for. When you'd prove your worth to the state, and now you're wavering. Oh, Ralph, you can't do this to me.
Amanda, I'm grateful, you know that. But I am not in bondage to you. I'm not going into this case to make myself governor, much as I know you want it. I'm ambitious, too. But when I win this case, and win it I will, it must be fairly, ethically.
Well, you have an eyewitness to Horace Steele's murder. What more do you want? The case is finished when Lita goes on the stand and points a finger at Anthony Loring and says, "I saw him shoot Horace Steele."
If it's as simple as that, then no great credit will be due me, Amanda.
Oh, what do you mean?
If the jury accepts Lita's testimony, I really haven't done a great deal, have I? Not much more than to bring a few records into court.
Ralph, a conviction.
A conviction counts 10. It isn't that much of a game, Amanda. It isn't as cold-blooded as that. There are many abstracts here. A man's right to justice, as well as liberty. Another man's duty to probe testimony and be sure. Sure, before he stands before the world and says, "I want that man convicted." Go away, Amanda, will you? I'd like to be alone.
And in the New River City prison, Ellen meets Herbert Temple in the corridor just outside the room where Anthony is waiting to see her. And Herbert is now saying, "Let's go down the corridor a bit, Ellen. Anthony's hearings have to be more acute with the strain he's under."
"How is he, Herbert? What made him say he would see me? He was very emphatic about not seeing me before."
"I don't know, Ellen. Tell me, what do you hear from Kevin Walsh? Has he found out anything about Lita Haddon at that school she went to in Connecticut?"
"Nothing, Herbert. Kevin is going to talk to Miss Scott, the principal of the school, again."
"Mm-hmm.
Why do you ask?"
"Why? Well, you know why, Ellen. I'm looking for the miracle, the bit of evidence that will enable me to establish Anthony's innocence."
"And it doesn't come."
"It doesn't come. And Anthony's becoming impatient."
"Oh, poor Anthony. What can I do for him, Herbert? What can I do for him?"
"We have to curb this feeling of despair he's beginning to show. Ellen, he's beginning to give up. Anthony's a philosopher at heart. He can say to himself, perhaps this is the way it is to be. Resign himself. And when he does that,
that's the end.
One tiny shred of evidence would help so much. Anything to discredit Lita Haddon. Anything to make it obvious she isn't capable of bearing witness."
"Herbert, nothing I said would counteract what Lita says, would it?"
"Hmm?"
"Not even what happened in my tea room before I came here."
"Ellen, dear, what happened?"
"What happened was this. Lita let slip one sentence."
"Hmm?"
"She'd lost her grip a little. It seemed the first crack in that terrible assurance that she shows all the time. And she said, 'The truth will never come out.'"
What do you mean by that?
I think Lita meant the truth about what happened at Horace's living room the night he was killed.
Mm.
For just a second, she let down her defenses and admitted that she'd been lying. It frightened her. She wanted to hurt me. But Mariah Hawkins came in at that moment.
Did Mariah see or hear anything?
Oh, no, no, Herbert, not a bit. Immediately, Lita saw Mariah. She was completely composed. To all appearances, nothing out of the way had happened.
I see.
So, none of that's any good. I can't go into court and tell about it. It would hurt Anthony. It would seem that I was lying. In all of this, the truth looks like lies. Lies look like the truth.
Yes, Ellen, I know.
I'll go and see Anthony. When does he go back to the courtroom again?
2 o'clock this afternoon.
Ralph Jordan will speak.
Yes, he opens his case today.
This will be the real beginning, won't it? This is the real beginning.
Yes, Ellen.
I'll go in to see Anthony. Where will you be, Herbert?
In the other building. I've taken over someone's office there for a while.
I'll come there, Herbert.
All right, Ellen. Now, a moment later, Anthony is saying to Ellen, I've been waiting for you, Ellen.
I was talking with Herbert, dear. Took longer than I expected.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh. Did he... I hope he didn't. Did he let you think I'm depressed, Ellen? I said a few things to him.
Herbert doesn't have to tell me how you're feeling or what you're thinking.
Ellen, this much I did figure out. Whatever happens, you and I can take it. We're made that way. Spiritual fortitude is our great saving grace.
I only hope it won't have to meet the final test, Anthony.
Of course.
Darling, why did you say you'd see me now?
Because I wanted to. And I think I want you at the trial from now on.
You do?
Can you make arrangements about your tea room? I know you have so much to do.
Oh, Anthony, I think I can manage to fit your trial in my busy day. Oh, it's all so mad. I want to be there. I want to smile at you across the courtroom. I want to be as near you as I can get. I want to share this with you, Anthony.
I missed you terribly. I'm not such a great, strong guy, after all. That first day was bad. A great loneliness came over me. Because, although what Herbert Temple said was so good, it brought a lump to my throat. You weren't in the courtroom, and I felt alone.
I'll be there this afternoon.
Well, I'll need you. I don't know what Ralph Jordan's going to do. This is the first chance for him to really show his hand.
Yes.
But no matter what he does, you and I can look at each other and smile, can't we?
Yes, dear. I'll tell Mariah Hawkins to go back to Simpsonville. She says she hates being at the trial. She's afraid she'll get up and talk out of turn.
I know. Mariah left a fine box of cookies for me. It's nice to get cookies in jail. Makes you feel cherished.
Oh, darling. Darling.
All right, go along, Ellen, dear. They'll be coming in to take me into the court soon. I have to spruce up a bit, make myself presentable for the cracks Ralph Jordan will take at me.
Later in the courtroom, the crowd is silent. The judge, dignified and attentive, looks down and sees Anthony Loring calm and poised. Sees Herbert Temple equally poised. Sees Lita Haddon beautiful and cold. Then his eyes rest, as so many eyes are resting, on Ellen Brown as she makes her first appearance at the trial. A murmur sweeps through the crowd to be subdued as the judge taps his gavel, and Ralph Jordan rises to his feet to say,
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen, today I feel we take the first step in proving that Dr. Anthony Loring shot Horace Steele. I say the first step because I propose to offer evidence, tangible evidence, of the relationship which existed between Horace Steele and Dr. Anthony Loring's fiancée, Mrs. Ellen Brown, a relationship which has been denied in all the pretrial questions. A relationship, however, which letters and legal documents will prove to have been definitely established for some time. I propose to prove that Ellen Brown intended to marry Horace Steele, and that she said so in writing. Your Honor, may I offer this package of letters as an article of evidence?
Ellen's eyes widened, but across the room, Anthony smiles at her as the court clerk takes from Ralph Jordan a bundle of what appears to be letters neatly tied together. What will they reveal about young Widder Brown?